When there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stay. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where the blues won't haunt you anymore, where the brave are free and the lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Sherry.
And it's 30 Years of Nonsense. It's 4 o'clock on Thursday.
Absolutely. And we are in Terry's birthday week.
Oh, I like that I have a whole week.
You do get a whole week.
I know. It's crazy.
Lots of shenanigans this week because it was also St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
So with a last name like Doherty, you know there is lots of celebrations. And we actually carried that into the prior weekend because we did a little road trip with our friends for some Irish shenanigans in Boston.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I had a great time. It was a lot of fun. We left on Friday night right after the show. So we jumped in the car at like 2:30 a.m. and drove through the night.
That wasn't my favorite part.
No, it wasn't my favorite part either. But I mean, I drove for the better part of the morning. And then our friend Colin picked up the rest of the driving. We got there, what, 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
And then just started our day.
Powered through for the day.
Yeah, it was great.
And pretty much since then, we've been on a nonstop hamster wheel because we have an incredibly busy week and it just keeps going. So truth be told, if you could see us, we're both sitting here drinking Red Bulls.
Yeah, this show is brought to you by Red Bull. I believe it's brought to you by the Red Bull that Colin gave me last night for my birthday. Watermelon Red Bull. Yeah, it's been a crazy week. It's nonstop.
Yeah, I do love your friends that know you well enough to give you Red Bull and Sour Patch Kids for your birthday. So Terry doesn't drink alcohol, and most people give their buddies and their friends bottles of rum or whiskey or something like that for their birthday. And anyone who knows Terry well enough just gives him energy drinks and sugar, which he should have neither of. But that's how we run and that's how we roll these days.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I mean, the Sour Patch Kids thing is pretty funny because that kind of rolls into
Yeah, you want to tell the story?
Yeah. So we were in Boston on the weekend, like we said, and we were going to a bar, and I'm gonna give the whole description of the bar. The Samuel Adams bar is 15,000 square feet over three floors, and it is a very comfortable environment where you can have only beer. And
I didn't want beer.
Yeah, you can't have
any
beer. You can't have
anything
wine.
Else.
You can't have wine. You can't have spirits. Only beer. They serve beer, pop, and water.
That was it.
It was crazy. But our friend did a bunch of research on it, and he kept saying, "Man, it's 15,000 square feet. You're going to love it. Over three floors."
We're like, okay, are you a commercial for this place?
But anyway, so we go to this place, and there was this band playing called 7 Day Weekend.
They were so good. If you have an opportunity, look them up.
Yeah, just even check them out on Instagram. They have a great Instagram page. And they did three sets. We missed the first. We caught the end of one, and then we grabbed the full third set. And the third full set was about 45 minutes. And it started off with a Britney Spears montage.
No, Miley Cyrus.
But it went into
it
Britney Spears because he did do Wrecking Ball as well.
That's Miley Cyrus.
Oh, did I say Britney? Oh,
Wrecking Ball is Miley Cyrus.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I am tired.
So anyway, he did a whole Miley Cyrus.
He did. It was weird.
And then he did Justin.
Right to the theme song from Hannah Montana.
Yeah, and people were into it. I mean,
which was weird because it was an Irish band. They had kilts on and they were celebrating St. Patrick's Day, but they were covering all this Miley Cyrus stuff.
Just so you know, they're not an Irish band. They were just dressed for the event.
Okay, well, for St. Patrick's.
Because I looked them up and they don't normally dress in kilts.
Okay, get to the point of the story.
So anyway, they at the end of their entire set, they were doing All the Small Things by Blink-182, and then they just started drumming a beat from it, but yelling Sour Patch Kids.
Right.
Sour Patch Kids.
In the lyrics. In tune.
And it was fantastic. And then they were having people come up, and the drummer was literally banging his drum and then whipping Sour Patch Kids into people's mouths.
Yeah, it was really funny.
It was really great. They had a massive box of Sour Patch Kids on the stage. It was so much fun.
They had incredible personality as a band and great stage presence and energy.
And everybody sang.
Well, what was funny was, remember we started started out sitting, and I don't even realize when it happened, but I was dancing. So you know someone is good when you don't even realize yourself you've stood up and you've started dancing.
Well, yeah, I looked around and you weren't there. You were standing behind me dancing, and I was like, well, I guess I'm dancing now. So I got up and started dancing with you, and then our friend Joanne got up.
It was really fun.
Yeah, it was a really good time.
It was really fun.
Yeah, lots and lots of fun. And then Patty was up as well. Like, everybody was up.
Yeah, it was really fun. So we're going to talk today about Terry's tunes.
Yeah, we are. So the first one was Life is a Highway. Obviously, I love the version. It's like an a cappella kind of.
Yeah, you said it was a university a cappella group.
Yeah, so University of Wisconsin. It's the Mad Hatters of Wisconsin University. So I love that. And then we're going to kick right
into.
You're going
to tell your Terry stories.
I am. So the first one we have today is a song, actually, a band that I was the first ever band that I saw. So. When we first came to Canada, my uncle came to visit. I think I've told this story before, but anyway, I love this band.
This was your first concert?
It was my first concert ever. So getting to see Dr. Hook at the Forum.
All right.
Back in Ontario Place.
So what are we playing?
We're playing When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman by Dr. Hook.
Excellent.
So yeah, this is a great one, and it brings back amazing memories for me. So here we go. Brings me back.
That was very mellow, and I was just thinking about the fact that it is a complete juxtaposition to the next song.
Oh, yes.
So that was really kind of mellow, 70s, easygoing, easy listening, and then you jump into one of the most hardcore artists and songs that I recall, particularly in my early days, which shows you all the diverse sides of Terry.
Well, yeah, no, it's crazy. So And we were telling some people about the Forum before as well, like, and how cool of a venue it was, and now that it's the Budweiser stage and stuff like that.
Well, we were at the CFRC Awards Banquet on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
of which, let me just shout out, Mr. Doherty, Terry Doherty, was nominated by this radio station and voted and successfully won Community Volunteer of the Year. So, yay!
Yay, thanks.
If we had a sound effect, we would make applause, but we don't.
No.
Anyways, we were at that, and we were talking to some of the younger people who had never heard of Kingswood Music Theatre or the Forum at Ontario Place, or Ontario Place for that matter.
Yeah,
we about the concert series that we used to see.
Yeah, and it's and one of them was saying, oh, his dad used to go to it. His dad actually is the same age as me and
didn't
stuff.
You think you DJ'd his dad's prom?
Yeah, I did.
You were having
so
a conversation about that?
It was high school prom,
that?
Yeah, out in Oshawa. Because I was like, oh, you know, he was saying, oh, we used to live in Oshawa. My dad went to high school and the school is no longer there. And I'm like, oh my God, I
did. You were just placing timing. Yeah, for sure.
It was so funny. So he's like, my dad's 55. And I'm like, I DJ'd your dad's prom after prom as well. So yeah, pretty wild. So if he went to the after prom in Oshawa, I was the guy.
You were there.
So pretty fun times. So the next one we're going to do actually is a little bit of Ozzy Osbourne.
You do like some Ozzy.
I do, but it's so funny because it doesn't match anything else in my whole music genre. So Ozzy just stands alone. It's actually, I would say it's Ozzy, Def Leppard, and Kiss.
Okay.
Were really my three big hair metal bands that I really, really liked. I mean, you've got some alternative stuff like The Cult and GNR.
I don't put
and stuff.
Them in the same category.
No, not at all. But Ozzy was like I would rush home at night after school, and my mom would have, you know, our food ready for us and stuff, and I would watch the Much Music Power Hour. I don't know if you ever remember that.
I do remember that.
So there was a Power Hour on Fridays. It was, I think it was just Fridays, and it was just, you know, all these bands like Rat and Ozzy.
That.
Yeah, the Round and Round where the guy falls through the table and stuff and onto the...
And Quiet Riot.
Quiet Riot.
We were
yeah,
not going to take it
noise.
Anymore. Because we're all so hard done by.
Yeah, so funny. So all those bands, but for the one that stands out the most for me is Ozzy Osbourne, Bark at the Moon, and Diary of a Madman. And my mom actually went to the CNE exhibition one summer, and my mom won these mirrored pictures.
I remember those things.
So
yeah.
My mom was a darts player, and she actually won me two of them. And she said, this game is rigged, but she figured out how to win me the games. But yeah, so
nice.
Crazy.
Do you remember also being at the CNE and all the black and white concert shirts?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're worth...
I know. You were trying to find one recently for something at Throwback, and we couldn't find what we were looking for.
Thousands of dollars. So
I know.
If you have the
black...
I wish
you had some.
I did. I had tons of them. Tons and tons. And they went in a box, and they went up in my... in the attic in my old house in Ajax. I'm sure they're still up there.
They might be up
there. If they are, who knows? But I mean, I had every concert shirt that I went to during that time period. So yeah, no, it was amazing. I saw somebody was actually trying to sell them online, and they were asking like $300 and $400 for some like ratted old ones.
Well,
so I'm like, man, if you had a mint one,
right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and you were excessively sad when Ozzy died.
I was.
Remember you told our son and I that it formulated part of your childhood listening to Ozzy?
It did.
We thought that was a bit dramatic, however.
It did, but I had every album that he ever did.
All right.
I mean,
I'm sorry you were sad.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry that Ozzy
Blizzard
went.
Of Oz.
I was
going
to say that Ozzy went to heaven, but I'm not sure.
Well, he did. Of course he did.
All right, let's go ahead and hear it.
All right, a little Bark at... No, yeah, we're playing Bark at the Moon.
Yes.
Here we go.
Oh, My name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
All right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, when we were doing the awards banquet, it was getting to meet all the different people on Tuesday night was interesting. I thought we were the oldest people in the station, and then
we're not. I was pleasantly surprised that we're not the oldest people in the station.
I was like, oh no, there's older than us. Dang, that's good.
That is good.
That is good.
I felt like a child on the top end of it, though.
No, it was pretty funny. One of the guys was like, the older crowd like us, Terry. He actually even said my name.
He did.
I was like, dang.
Called you out.
He did call me out. But anyway, I loved it. It was good. And getting to meet Peace, Love, and Jenny, she was interesting. She won an award.
She did, yeah.
There was lots of awards. It was great. And it was great to meet all the different acts and people and getting to see the people that I actually helped bring on to the shows.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
It was really, really nice. And I appreciated it. So it was funny. When we were on, while that song was playing, we looked up the... when the Power Much Music Power Hour, and it was referred to the Pepsi Power Hour. I don't recall it.
I don't remember.
I don't remember that. Yeah, I wasn't a Pepsi fan, so.
No.
It was just the Power Hour for me. And it ran from 86 to 91, but it said it was on Thursday nights. I thought it was Friday for whatever reason, so it might have been Thursday. That's fine. And then it said it got a second slot on Tuesdays after 89, so probably just a repeat of what their previous week was. But it's funny, and I don't know if you remember this guy, J.D. Roberts.
I do.
Yeah, he was the host.
I remember. He went on to be on CNN.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know if he has a big role on CNN, he was definitely...
And they were like, oh, they had special guests like bands like Brighton Rock, Helix, and Triumph. I remember all this stuff. It was so cool. It just brings me back. It reminds me how old I am, actually, unfortunately. It was great. I really enjoyed those things from my childhood.
Well, let me ask you another question about your childhood. So what were little boy Terry birthday parties like?
Oh, they were fun. So we lived in a subdivision, much like here in...
You mean in Ireland?
In Ireland, okay. Right? Like in like you would in Canada. And I had friends from school come, and my parents would do all sorts of fun games. So my mom would always make these toffee apples. And I was saying in the drive here, I was like, man, that's probably why I got diabetes. I ate all these toffee apples. I got to be honest. I'm just kidding.
I'm sure it didn't help.
It didn't help, but it's not the cause.
But you've
done
a lot of your own damage.
Yeah, yeah. we would bob for apples, and then we played Blind Man's Bluff. And
you have a pinata?
We did, but...
A good pinata.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what it was. I think it was just a donkey.
Yeah.
Like a donkey stuffed with things. But ours were always like, now you get all these different types of characters and stuff. It was just a plain old donkey.
Yeah,
just smash
they were
candy
originally
out of.
Donkeys, yes.
Yeah, poor donkeys. We did that. And
the tail on the donkey?
Yeah, we did that. And then there was this other game where they blindfolded you and they stood you on a chair. And they lifted you up a little bit, but they would pretend they would put air on it, like blow air on you. So you felt like you were way up really, really high in the air. And you were like 2 inches off the
ground.
Doesn't
sound safe.
It wasn't. It was crazy.
back in the good old days when we weren't worried about safety, right?
Yeah, when safety was not a priority.
That's funny. What was the best present you got that you remember as a kid?
as a kid, the best present I ever got, I got this really cool rocket when I was a kid.
Okay.
Where my dad helped me build it. It was really cool. And then you filled it with water, like the ignition area, and then you pumped it up. And when it got to a certain thing, it just blew up into the air, and then it had a parachute built in,
oh,
and
fun.
It would fly back down to the ground. And it worked really well until I put it into a tree.
Yeah, that sounds like
yeah. But my dad's like, "Hey, go out in the middle of the field where there's no trees," and I'm like, "Nah, it's fine."
Right.
Anyway, so that was really cool. And then I got BMX bikes and stuff. And then when I got into skateboarding and then into music, I was so many cool stuff.
That's good.
But yeah.
Oh, so, lots of good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, what's your next pick?
So my next pick is a band, a Toronto band, Martha and the Muffins. And I've played them a ton of times. But this song just brings me back to the early days, my mom bringing home 45s for me, and this was one of the first 45s in the collection. The very first 45 I ever got was actually Centerfold by the Jay Giles Band.
Roller skating song.
Yeah, so it was the first 45 I ever got, and I still have it to this day, and I cherish it dearly.
It's in our garage.
But it's all properly wrapped now and sealed and been cleaned.
Oh, right, because you bought those million sleeves that showed up last summer.
I did, yeah.
Right.
And I redid all of my vinyl and all my 45s and I redid everything. And it was one of the original songs that Jay Giles Band's Centerfold. So I have that. And obviously Echo Beach here was just an amazing song.
Let's share it.
It brings back tons of memories for me.
All right.
what a just a memory saver for me. I love that song.
So again, good. Very kind of melodic, I would say.
Yeah, but it was nostalgic
You're
for that time
back and
period.
Forth a lot.
Pardon?
You're bouncing back and forth a lot.
I am, and like I said, when we were driving down here, I said I just put songs that came to my heart while I was driving down here, like earlier when I was putting this all together, and I didn't put them in any order or rhyme or reason or like my top songs. I just okay, as
just
I thought of them,
a mixed bag.
It
of
is really a mixed bag
of
Terry. So what is pretty funny about this band, you know, like when you think about Martha and the Muffins, this band actually never really chose or didn't want to have the name Martha and Muffins. They actually picked it as a temporary name to get away from all the punk band sounds.
Yep.
And then they ended up keeping the name for 7 years.
Well, if it was working, why
it really
fix
did.
It?
And then there was like two Marthas in the band for a period of time, and then they changed their names to the M&Ms. Do you know what Echo Beach is really about, the song?
No.
So it is a day job inspiration song. It was written by Mark Gain, and he wrote Echo Beach while daydreaming during his just terrible summer job, and he was a wallpaper inspection clerk in a paint factory.
Ooh. That is not a very interesting job.
Summer job. So he literally wrote this song because of how he just wanted to get back to Echo Beach. So he wrote this song while he was
inspecting wallpaper.
What a wild thing, right? And I was saying to somebody actually recently that I loved wallpaper. And I thought wallpaper.
It's made a comeback.
It has, right?
Yeah, and there's some fantastic wallpaper. Yeah. I did a house last year with a couple who just kept saying, this wallpaper's epic, every time she ordered new wallpaper. And remember, we went to visit them, and they had massive, giant flowers on them.
Oh, yeah, they had some really cool stuff.
Somewhere in our house when we redecorate one day, there's going to be some great wallpaper.
I'll tell you one more interesting fact about this band, and then I'll move on. They are the first Canadian band to ever sign on a UK label.
That is very interesting. Yeah. That's a fun trivia fact.
It is a fun trivia fact. They were the first band to sign with the UK label Virgin Records.
Oh, interesting.
Pretty neat, eh?
That is very good.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, there's so many really interesting, there's a Daniel Lanois connection to them as well.
Okay.
They actually worked with Daniel Lanois before he was the producer for U2, Peter Gabriel. He got an early career boost by producing several of these bands' albums.
Nice.
So pretty neat. I mean, there's so much cool stuff when you think about this band.
You said one more fact, and then
right,
you told
I'm
us
gonna
four.
I'm going to move on. Do you remember their other song, White Steve?
You're still talking about them.
All right,
I have
I'll
another
come
question
back.
For you.
All right.
I want to throw you a curveball.
All right.
All right. What was the best gift I ever gave you for your birthday? Now he's going to sit there and say, you don't give me nice gifts.
No, that's not true.
I actually have one in mind that I know you really like and use a lot still to this day. So I'm curious to know if that's the one you're going to come up with. But we can't have dead air, so I'm going to keep talking while you think.
Yeah, all right.
Right? It wasn't this year's because I haven't got your gift yet this year because it's difficult to find.
I'm trying to think.
All right, keep thinking. We're going to not have dead hair while you think.
You actually got me tickets.
I get you lots of tickets. What did I get your tickets for?
To go with Kieran to Notre Dame.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Yeah,
that
was
true.
A
you
really...
You did see like,
was
a great concert and a great comedian and a great trip to
that
Notre Dame
really,
with our
really
son.
That was really, really heartfelt for
was,
Kieran
right.
and I. Yeah.
Right.
What were you thinking?
Honestly, you love that I bought you your Sirius XM.
Oh, my gosh.
The see? Whole no, you're even more excited about that than you were about that
trip. No, but it's true.
You use that Sirius XM every single day.
I do. I listen to it every day on...
You have the mobile box.
I have the boom box.
And then
I have
the one
my
that
car,
snaps into the car.
And I have it on my phone. Yeah. I've got it paired with every device that I own.
You
yeah,
do
I do.
Love your Sirius XM.
I do.
That was a very practical gift that I bought you once.
It was a crazy subscription.
I think it might have been more than 10 years ago.
Oh, it is, because I've replaced the little piece that goes into the boom box. I've replaced it a couple of times.
Ah, okay.
I've broken it and replaced it.
I also will also remember what the least favorite gift I ever gave you was, and I remember just because I was annoyed with you, so I'll share that I bought you a leather jacket once you made me return. You're
guys,
not a leather jacket guy.
I'm not a leather jacket guy, and I don't know why. I just don't look good in them.
You're not a leather jacket
I'm
guy?
Also, yeah, I'm
you're not.
Not
a jean jacket guy.
No. Oh,
I
no.
wear a jean jacket, and I wear it really well with a cute sundress.
Yeah.
But
I'm
you
not,
are
no.
not a jean jacket or leather jacket guy.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to wear either one as a kid, so maybe that's it.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe all that's right. it. All right, we're going to play this
one
next
one more
band.
Song, and then we'll do our weekend roundup.
Sure. Let's, I'm going to pick this song instead then. Let me switch things up here because I love this song.
Well, we're going to get to them all probably, but
I don't
just
think
want
we
to
are.
Mess up the order.
I do want to mess up the order.
Okay. Well, no one knows other than you and I.
Yeah, I know. This is a band that I saw, and they were... 1984. I'm sure it was 84. I'll go back and check. Guns N' Roses opened up for them. This is The Cult.
Oh.
And I had such a great time at this concert.
I would love to hear some Sanctuary. It's not Sanctuary, it's not, is it?
It's Rain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's Rain. But,
all right, well, let's hear it.
Yeah, I loved these guys. These were amazing for me. You know what? I can switch it up right now.
No, it's Seashell fine.
Sanctuary.
Just play the song.
Here we go. Here she goes.
This is The Nonsense.
Here we go. Here comes Seashell Sanctuary. You're right, it is The Nonsense. Bow. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was just a little example of the kindness of you, because I requested it, you immediately made it happen, and that's just one of the characteristics that I love about you.
One of the characters of me.
Well, you are some characters.
I was looking it up, and the album that I was referring to was the Love album. It was 1985, so I can't remember if the concert was 84 or 85 in advance of it. Doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter at all. I mean, it's had such great songs, though. It had Rain, which I was going to play. She sells Sanctuary. What a tongue twister. And it was like, that album went to like number 4 in the UK. It was amazing.
Yeah,
such
a
great album. And then the next album they had was Electric in 87. They had like Little Devil on it, Wildflower. Oh, so many great songs from that.
That's good. Yeah. I'm glad we talked about the cult then.
All right.
Let's talk about the weekend roundup. So
yeah,
what's up?
Okay. So
Switch up tonight.
Yeah, it is. So tonight we're actually doing trivia. So instead of tomorrow night, guys, so hopefully everybody's gotten my message and ready to go for tonight. For the people that can't attend, sorry, I've got to switch it up because the place that we hosted at had another function tomorrow night. So
that's okay. Sometimes we do it Thursday. Sometimes we do it Friday just to keep you all on your toes.
Yeah. So tonight, throwback Thursday. First round is It's My Birthday. and I just pick songs that I really like. So it's basically my playlist. And I just went all over the place. I just went into everything that I could think of, all these different genres of music,
okay,
and just mixed it all up.
Okay.
So that's the first round. Second round is, and people really like this, so I went with it again. I picked the 60s and the 2010s.
Okay.
So two rounds that have nothing together. So it's not like 60s, 70s. I did 60s and 2010s.
Which is actually really good because my team has a really diverse age group. And honestly, some of the younger people don't listen between 7 and 8 or 8 and 9 because they don't know anything from the 60s or 70s.
Yeah, yeah.
And this makes it so that everybody can engage in all of the rounds. So I think that's really good when you do that.
Absolutely. So we did that, and so that's round two. And then Drop the Needle tonight is a lot of fun. I picked some really fun songs for Drop the Needle.
Okay.
And Drop the Needle, guys, is just basically a random array of songs, and then I start the song anywhere in the middle, beginning, end, just anywhere
on
the song.
So not the first 10 seconds or anything.
Yeah, and it is just a 10-second round, so you're getting 10 seconds anywhere in the song. And I picked some pretty fun songs tonight. And then I did round three was 70s and 90s, and I really liked it. So my 90s is really good. A lot of fun stuff in there as well. And then my last round is 80s and 2000s.
Okay.
And so again, just a real mixed bag of music tonight. So thought it'd be fun. Everybody's doing their March break thing, and I thought I'd just make
Right.
So
might be a little bit quiet.
It might be
on a different night, and it's March break, so there might be availability. And I would invite anyone to come by and say happy birthday to Terry. There is probably going to be some birthday surprises for him.
Nice.
He likes surprises.
I do. Hopefully there's birthday surprise cake because Terry likes ice cream cake.
You definitely do.
So what do you got going on?
Well, Friday night, you're Into the Darkness.
I do have Into the Darkness from midnight to 2 a.m. Please call in. It gets a little dark in here and quiet.
You and the ghosts in this building?
There is a ghost in the building, just saying. And if you're listening, Mr. Ghost, be kind to me because you frighten me sometimes when you close the door.
Okay.
So it is kind of spooky in here sometimes. I've got this great set curated for this week. Really excited. Having a lot of fun with doing my first hour and my second hour and splitting them up. I'm going to mix them all up this week.
All right.
I'm going to put it all together.
You're going to get high energy, Terry, too, because normally you play at Wild Wing until almost 11 and then scoot down here. And I bet you're actually going to have a nap tomorrow night between 9 and 11.
I'm definitely going to chill.
You're going to be high energy.
There was talk I may go to the France game, and we went last night, and it was a good game.
It was great.
But tomorrow night is Looney Dog, and I'm like, Looney Dog, I could eat 10 hot dogs.
I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm going to go. I need to spend some quality time with my coach.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I may get in there.
Where we get to.
And then
the weekend's a little bit quiet. Oh, no, actually, I'm going to make you do a whole bunch of things now that I think about it. Work-related, of course. And then Saturday from 1 to 3, we are going to be at an open house in Mountain Grove if anybody is looking for a single-family detached home for $325. It is fabulous, and that's really hard to come by in Ontario for $325. Great little place.
Oh, it is, and they spent a fortune on
renovating
this
thing.
They did.
They just completely renovated
it. It's
super cute. So that's in Mountain Grove, which is just near Charbert Lake. So we'll be up there between 1 and 3.
Yeah, and then I'm going to get Charbert Lake Sub.
Yes, they do have a good Subway.
They do have
up
a
there.
Good Subway up there.
He always says he'll do an open house with me if I get him a sub.
Yeah, so
that's good.
Yeah.
You're cheap labor.
I am. So that'll be a fun time. I'm looking forward to that. And then no hurling this weekend or Irish football. So okay. We get the weekend off. So I'm going to be chilling out for that. And just hanging around the house, I think, on Sunday.
I think you're forgetting some things, but that's okay. We certainly have some household work to do. But then also I think we're going to get together with our friends on Sunday that we have our trip planned with
do some trip planning. We're going to do trip planning.
Which is good because we need to get the rest of our flights booked and hotels booked and things. So we're going to do that on a quiet Sunday afternoon, I think. So that's it for us, though. It's a little bit of a quiet time.
Yeah, one of our friends and I are booking our St. Patrick's Day. So I got to be honest, guys, I was really kind of underwhelmed with the Boston parade. They said it was the biggest parade in North America, whatever.
It was the longest.
And it was really long.
And standing outside in the freezing cold for 3.5 hours.
I got a sunburn, though.
Grumpy Sherry.
Yeah, but I got a sunburn, so it was kind of weird. Sherry got cold, and I got a sunburn. I was kind of underwhelmed. So we had done the New York City one before, and we're going to do it again. I think we're going to try them all. We'll do Chicago, watch it be green.
I think we have a different opinion on that, but let's move on anyways.
Maybe not you, but I'm going to.
Okay, well, maybe you're going to go. Let's play some more music. What is your next choice of a song?
So I'm going to put on a little Depeche Mode, Strange Love.
I do love Depeche Mode.
I do love Depeche Mode, and I saw these guys at CNA Exhibition, and it was a fantastic concert. And I remember all the lasers and everything going off, and I just remember it, the Route 66 tour. It was so good.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to play Strange Love. Oh my gosh, it's just bringing me back. I feel like I'm 10 again. Strange Love, Depeche Mode. Here we go, folks. Loving this.
Strange love, that's how my love goes. Strange love. Did you eat today? If yes, you can thank Ontario Farmland. Ontario Farmland provides local foods and local jobs for millions of Ontarians. But our farmland is under threat. Every day, 319 acres of farmland is lost. Over the past 35 years, 2.8 million acres of farmland have vanished forever. At the Ontario Farmland Trust, we fight to preserve farmland. Visit us at OntarioFarmlandTrust.ca.
Good commercial. That great
was.
PSA.
She started out saying, did you eat today? And I felt like she was talking directly to us. And I thought, yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I do sometimes have to think about it, though, because I have very busy days and I don't stop all the time to eat. So.
No, I definitely ate.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I ate the leftovers from that place last night.
I know. Mango. We went to Mango last night. Shout out to Mango. It is very good. It's one of our new favorite spots, actually.
Yeah, I really like
it. We have a regular repertoire of restaurants that we go to. A lot of them include Swiss Chalet.
Yeah.
Swiss Chalet, Thursdays. Fish and chips, the Keg most of the time. We like Bella Bistro.
Osmo's. Firehouse Subs.
Yeah.
And then if I'm really up for a good sub, you got to drive to the other end and get a Mr. Sub, super assorted.
Yeah, you are particular about that
very,
as well.
Very particular
about
my subs. But
we're very creatures of habit.
So oh my gosh, ever, yeah.
Most of the time, if you're looking for us after this show, we're at Swiss Chalet.
Yeah,
we're
absolutely.
Not going to be at Swiss Chalet tonight.
Same waitress.
Yeah, she knows what we want.
Yeah, yeah. So, but tonight, yeah, we're going to be at Wild Wings. Like we said, we'll be there. Just come by anytime after 5:45. We'll be there sitting up and ready to go for 7.
Yep, sounds like fun.
All right,
I have another question for you.
Okay.
One more birthday question.
So just so you know, next week I want you to start your playlist of songs from your childhood taking you in. And I think what we'll do is we'll do the 80s with me today.
Okay.
We're not going to get them all done. There's a few more I'm going to have to do. So we'll finish off the 80s 2 weeks from now. But next week I want you to think about this. You're older than me, so you got to think about the 70s.
Hey.
And the 80s.
I am older than you.
But we'll, you know, and I think we should do this back and forth for a little bit. I think it's neat.
Okay. Well, that he's saying that also because my birthday's coming.
It is.
So next week we'll be right in the middle between our birthdays. We're both March babies.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be having our one-time family celebration in the middle because we want it to be economical and not go out twice for a celebration.
Oh, I wanted to go out twice.
You always want to go out. You don't even have to have an occasion want to go out,
which
is okay. And so, yeah, maybe we'll do Sherry's picks next week or the following, whichever's closest to my birthday, I guess.
Well, no. Let's start this 70s thing. Let's start this, and then we'll do a birthday one for you the following week.
Okay, perfect. Can I pick my list for trivia as well?
Yeah.
I like to make a... Remember last year I did my round for trivia, and one of the ladies drank a little bit too much and spent all night telling me how much she loved me and my choices of music.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
It was.
It was good. Okay. If you had 3 wishes for your birthday this year, what would they be? And you can be silly and say you want
anything.
Things. Sure.
Okay.
It's going to be Porsche Cayenne or something like that.
No, I was actually going to say I would love to get a Tacoma for Kieran.
Oh, yeah. I would also like to get it. Well, if anyone would like to give us a free pickup truck, we'd like to give it to ourselves.
Yeah. Tacoma for Karen. His car's getting a little long in the tooth.
Yes.
So I would like that. I would like to sit front and center at a kneecap concert.
Okay.
I would really like that. And I would like to have a meet and greet with Ed Sheeran.
Oh, okay. Those are random.
Yeah.
Those are the first three things that came
to
mind?
Popped in my head. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because he did that.
So can we tell the funny story, the nonsense? I don't know why, but recently your alarm clock in the morning has been Ed Sheeran waking us up.
Playing Ed Sheeran music.
And you said you didn't set it to do that.
I didn't set it. It's just now playing me different.
I don't think you know how to do that.
I don't know how to do it, and I don't know how to turn it off, but it started playing me different Ed Sheeran songs every morning.
Right, so probably yesterday morning it was for the first time, 4:45, which is a ridiculous time for our alarms to go off, but 4:45 in the morning, Ed Sheeran started singing to me in the bedroom, and I was like, what's happening? Why is Ed Sheeran singing?
Well, what's funny is I was meant to get up to go to the gym, and I looked at my thing, and I saw my friend go, yeah, not going today, and I was like, cool, I'm going back to bed.
Well, what I said,
pause.
Just for the record, was you can still go without your friend. He said it's not the same without his buddy.
It's not the same.
But you can still go to the gym. You don't have to have a gym buddy.
I know. And then today I had to go to Toastmaster, so I couldn't do the gym.
Right. But also Ed Sheeran woke us up again this morning.
I know, but with a different song.
I did swear at Ed Sheeran this morning because there was only about half an hour left of my sleep time and I did not want him cutting into it, and he did.
Yeah, he did. But it's okay. I'm liking it.
I do like Ed Sheeran.
So I don't know. Maybe
that's
why
he's in your mind.
He's in my mind. But yeah, no, I would love that. That would be really cool.
All right. Well, I am not able to provide any of those things.
Oh, all right then. Well, then let's play
some. Why don't you play some more music?
I will. So let's play a little U2 here. I've got to get some U2 in. My favorite band in the world. They are incredible, and I hope to see them soon again with some friends and family.
Okay, do it.
And it is a beautiful day, so we've got to play it.
The heart is a blue.
Great song.
All right, we're coming to the end of our Terry time, and he had three more songs queued up, and we're not going to have time for them. So I just said to him, can I pick the last one that you play? Because it is the one that most reminds me of you.
When you think so, eh?
Dance around. Well, the other two bands are the Smiths and the House Martins, and I don't even know if I knew the Smiths or the House Martins before I knew you.
That's true. That's a fair comment.
And you really do like them.
Yeah.
However, the song that I'm going to pick is actually Bizarre Love Triangle. because that really makes me think of you bopping around and dancing in our early days and just being young and happy, and it's fun. And of course I want to end on a fun note because that's what I like to do.
Yeah, and I would beat mix that and Yaz Situation together.
All right. Those are the two songs. That's a great combo.
Yeah, they were great.
Okay, so why did you pick this one quick? And so, then we'll say goodbye and play it out.
Fantastic band. Love New Order. Saw them in concert. They Public Image Limited opened up for them. I remember that tour. It was great. Also in the CNE exhibition. Just fantastic. Just another great memory, and I love playing New Order. When I do a retro 80s set, it is a staple in my music.
Oh, it should be, absolutely.
Yeah. So,
all right. Well,
and we saw them
last year. A couple summers ago.
Yeah.
A couple summers ago,
and we saw them with Pet Shop Boys, and it was fantastic. So, yeah, they're still in my mind and in my thoughts.
All right. Well, everyone have a fantastic weekend, and if you have the opportunity to drop by Wild Wing tonight between 7 and 10 to wish Terry a happy birthday. Those are words. Yes. Wish Terry a happy birthday. That would be fantastic.
Come hang out,
we'll
get
be
some
there.
Wings.
Get some wings, and everyone have a great weekend.